This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die.
Welcome back. The Gatesworth offers the finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad and for uncle, grandma, or grandpa, the Gatesworth. You know, they have great medical care. And if you are ill, you are going to be taken care of in a real first-class way. Not like Georgette from Mary Tyler Moore, who died at age 70 over the weekend. And no one knows the reason for her death because she was a Christian Scientist, so she did not see doctors. Not at the Gatesworth. They have great doctors. They have great medical attention. If you get a chance, stop on by. And the answer is always yes when you call down to the front desk.
Wow, I would have guessed she was...
older.
Yeah. A lot older. She seemed old.
I just texted... I thought I was texting the brother of Rex Ryan.
Oh, who'd you text?
A guy named Jamie Ryan, who is a TV technician. And I said, is your brother the new head coach here? And he says, it's Jamie Ryan, the TV technician. If my brother got the gig, things will really change around here. Let me call another Jim Ryan here. All right. Let's have a couple of quick texts there. I'm not sure. You have to be careful reading the product.
Yeah, I'm not going to read that one. once again, we have overhyped the Cardinals pitching staff. The bullpen will be burnt to a crisp come September. I do wonder at what point do you express a great deal of concern for the Cardinals starters, because the issues are compiling up for them in that regard.
Now, level of concern on a 1 to 10 with Dakota Hudson, would it be about a 6.5, 7?
Yeah, because you can't get lefties out. That's an issue for a guy who – I mean, the Brewers, they – put together the right lineup yesterday. Just put lefties in and he can't get them out.
Level of concern on Michael Wacha, who can't get the ball down at all.
Probably 5 or 6, but my expectations for him are low.
Level of concern for Miles Michaelis, who looked a little better in his last start. I'd say about a 4 or 5.
But then you saw it snowball quickly on him, right?
Let's just put it this way. He's not going 18-4 this season.
No, he is not. But there's, I guess an option would be to put Gant in there, but that weakens your bullpen when you do that.
What you need is Carlos Martinez to come back and be dominating, and then in a month or so have Alex Reyes with some arm strength and up here. All right, we're going to talk with Chris Kerber in a moment, but I do want to tell you the phone lines, which Chris will be calling in on, are brought to you by our good friends at Maryville. Go to maryville.edu for more information. They're continuing to build a more diverse and inclusive campus. It's a core value of the institution and one of four pillars in Maryville's strategic plan. Diversity and inclusion are key principles of the learning environment, and Maryville regards multicultural understanding as an essential measure of student success. Go to maryville.edu for more information. The big story in St. Louis sports tonight, Game 4. It'll be the Blues and the Jets. It's an 8:30 start. You can hear the game on radio with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. The game is also on FSM and CNBC. But this is a big one, and I can't wait to get Chris's take on the Blues adjustments. I think as we talked about what we saw on, that was Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. It was pretty disturbing. We're so many open Jets in front of the net. How do the Blues counter with that? Chris joins us now. Chris, what do you think the Chief is thinking in terms of an adjustment here for Game 4?
Well, I think it looks like Sanford's going to come out, and that gives him a chance to put somebody like a Robbie Fabry in the lineup. And I think I think that's the way he would go in this case. And it just adds another dimension of some speed, potentially, and a little skill as well there. I don't know that you're going to get into a physical battle with the Winnipeg Jets and win that one. You know, but the other thing is as much as the Blues have tried to get it down low and grind, you know, the Winnipeg Jets have proven that part of this series is going to have to be won in a track meet. And I think the added skill offensively of a guy like a Robbie Fabry could help in this situation. So we'll see how that adjustment goes. I think all in all, the team that just says that they have to play better defensively and move the puck better. And it has to start with the guy skating with the puck. They've got to skate out of trouble. And you knew in the last game, Frank, that the St. Louis Blues are going to be in trouble because every time they were getting the puck, even the forwards along the wall, they were going back to the defense and not up the ice with it. Or the defensemen were retreating behind the net and going east and west versus north and south. I know it sounds basic. I know it sounds simple. But it really is as basic and simple as that in my book.
How do you evaluate Fabry, who I think in St. Louis he's looked upon as a real disappointment? But we got to remember he is 23. He's had two devastating ACLs. What about him long term?
I don't look at Robbie Fabry as a disappointment in any way. I don't think that anybody should. You know, honestly, the way I look at it is it was a difficult year. He was coming off of, as you mentioned, back-to-back ACL surgeries. And then of course, started dealing with some other, for the first time, you know, playing real hockey in a year and a half, dealing with some other, you know, nicks and bruises and injuries that came in. So they decided to get him through the month of November. By that time, the Blues had struggled so bad on the ice that I don't think they had the luxury or the room to be able to put him in there on a regular basis and let it grow. At that point, they were in playoff mode already, and so that hurt it. But he's been working hard. He's been going at it, and now he's going to get his chance here in the playoffs. So, almost like a lost transition year. But I don't think that you can view it I don't think you could view him as a disappointment. I would put others above that list before I throw him in there.
All right. What about the Blues at home in the postseason? I think in their last 20, they're 8-12. It's such an incredible fan base. I wonder why there hasn't been more success here at home in the postseason.
Yeah, it's an interesting stat because the one challenge is you look at that part but you spread it out over a couple of years, and I'm not sure you can compare 2 years ago, say, to this one. And yet, like, for example, the Winnipeg Jets had lost five consecutive playoff games going back, actually six consecutive playoff games. They lost the last four to Las Vegas last year and then the first two this year. I'm not sure how it translates from 1 year to the next, but I was surprised that the Blues weren't able to get a little more going in the last game because on home ice you're supposed to have the last change. Now, you know, sometimes does that mean you overcomplicate it? Maybe. I guess that sometimes is the only thing I could think of really on home ice. But, I wish I had a better answer for you than that.
No, that's fine.
I can't tell you more than that, you know.
Jordan Binnington between the pipes tonight. And after a loss, he's 6-0 with a .935 save percentage. He's the right man for this job. I imagine there wasn't any hesitation in going back to Binnington.
Oh, good Lord, no. First off, I think that's only, the sixth game he's lost. Listen, sometimes you got to put the playoffs make you look through, you know, a microscope, as you should, because each game, you know, each shift can impact the series, and you don't have the ability to get on a losing streak and right the ship. However, when you look at it, that's only the second time the Blues have lost in regulation in their last 15 games. I mean, so when you look at it like that, you're like, oh, wait a minute. You know, they might have been due for a bit of a clunker here. And they responded extremely well. Jordan Binnington has a record of 6-0 this season, you know, in games coming after a loss with a goals against average of 1.7 and a .935 save percentage in games after a loss. I mean, he's responded extremely well. So I did an interview with NHL Radio earlier today. And, you know, the same kind of question came up. And I said, look, we're going to – they asked me, well, what do you think Jordan Binnington's going to do, Frank? And I said, guys, we're going to go through this together. I mean, I don't have a track record to rely on him to say here's how things have been handled. All he can tell is he's just got this cool, calm demeanor that seems to fit. And the players feed off it. He seems to have it. We'll see how he responds in this situation. But there's been nothing to make you think that he won't respond well. Then again, this is the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's his first time through it, so we'll see how he handles it.
Chris Kerber joins us, the voice of the Blues, Hollywood Casino Press Box, and the all-new 590 The Fan. Has any player on the roster exceeded expectations more than Oscar Sundquist?
No. Absolutely not. I mean, I know Ryan O'Reilly's had a heck of a year, but I mean, there's a reason that he's a top-end player and you gave up the bounty that you gave up to get him. You can make the case, and we were talking about this yesterday as a group, that you could have the most improved player in the National Hockey League in Oscar Sundquist. And, you know, the Blues had him on their radar to draft him, you know, way back when. In the end, they made the deal. They got him. And Doug Armstrong told us that, you know, the scouting report on him was he takes a little time to get comfortable, and when he does, he's a heck of a player, and he's proven to be that. So he's been quite a bonus for the St. Louis Blues, and, man, they went after him hard in Game 3. They tried to knock him down. He just kept getting right back up and going after it. And he's so well liked in that locker room too, Frank. He's I'm telling you what, dude, it's a trade. When people start to go through and they talk about the good trades, you know, that the Blues have made, or you say, okay, well, you know, pick the good trades that Doug Armstrong has made and stuff like that, I'm not sure that that one's going to automatically jump to the front of mind for most people. But when you're talking about getting Oscar Sundquist for Ryan Reeves, and then you had a first round pick on top of it, and you took Clint Costin, who could be a developing young talent, that could end up proving to be just a spectacular trade.
How about your pick to click tonight? Maybe somebody you got a good feel that, hey, Game 4 could be his night. Anybody jump out at you? Gut feel?
You know what? I'm gonna just take a total guess here and base it on nothing other than just a guess. And I'm gonna ring it out there for Robert Thomas. He's going to get some opportunities. I think the Blues, with a concerted effort, they're definitely going to get that puck low in the zone. I think they're going to come out with more desperation, and I think Robert Thomas is going to benefit because of that that style of play led by Maroon and Bozak on his line. So today we'll go with that, and I'm still sticking with what I've said each time we've done an interview here. All right, I still think that a swingman in this series could be Jaden Schwartz. The Blues need more from him. He needs to deliver more. And frankly, you know, the Craig Berube's looked at players this season, Frank, and he said, like, he went to Pat Maroon, he said, man, you've been playing well, but, you know, you got to produce. It's about scoring some goals. And that's where it's at with Jaden Schwartz. Jaden Schwartz has to bear down and score on some of these chances. He had a chance. He came down the ice, and he put it right into the chest of the goaltender. Jaden Schwartz, to me, can be such a swingman in this series and in the playoffs for the St. Louis Blues, because of his tenacity, his speed, his skill, his hockey smarts. He's got it all. It has not clicked all at once this season, and that doesn't mean that it can't. But for me, he's got to be one that has got to help this team out here in this playoff series or in this playoff run at some point in time. And sometimes it may not even just be the scoring, Frank, but you know, he came on the ice. He was the guy that came on when they pulled the goaltender. He flies into the zone. He shows that great speed. Touches the puck and it goes right to the other team. So he's got to be more tenacious on the puck and be, I think, a bigger factor. And he can be. He's got all the skill to be. And I think he's just putting so much pressure on himself to be that way that it's probably hampering him. I wouldn't mind seeing him relax a little bit and just go out there, you know, let it all hang out and see what happens and stop putting so much pressure on himself, because he's just that good of a player.
Shen, Tarasenko, O'Reilly have combined for 2 points this series. How much of an issue is that moving forward?
I don't think it's as much of an issue because the Blues have the depth and they're keying in on them. It'd be more of an issue if they weren't getting chances, but I think they've got I haven't done the math from the last game, but I think they're 12, 15 shots on goal. You know, and that's going head-to-head with Trouba and Morrissey as their top defensive pairing. So they are still getting some chances, Frank, and they will continue to get them. If they are able to put one or two in, it's going to add the pressure on there. But if they continue to key in on those guys, that's why the Sundquist line we talked about and then the stuff with Jaden Schwartz is just as important. So the depth will be there for the Blues, I think, if they continue to key in on that line. I'm not overly worried right now about the production of that line.
Good stuff. Chris, we appreciate your time. We'll be listening tonight. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Frank. Have a good day. See you at the rink.
All right. Voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving St. Louis for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide variety of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza, fresh fruit, and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, proud sponsor of Phillips 66 Gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues. Still much to come in this program. We're going to talk with Bill DeWitt III. We're going to talk with Dan O'Neill. Martin will be here at 11. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. We'll be right back.